unfortunately. Then on the 4th of July, heat index near the 105 danger range. Scattered storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Department of Corrections is moving along with a plan to build three new prisons. The prison system posted a request for qualifications from companies interested in building the facilities. Each prison would house more than 3,000 male inmates. The department says the goal is to break ground in mid-2020. The Lee County Commission is asking for federal funding to help residents build storm shelters. The grant program gives storm survivors the opportunity to receive a 75% reimbursement to purchase a new shelter. And at least 100 guns were collected at Crime Stoppers gun buyback on Saturday in Montgomery. Those weapons will be disposed of by law enforcement. Organizers say this will help keep guns out of the wrong hands. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
President Trump made history crossing into the heavily fortified demilitarized zone dividing North and South Korea, two nations technically still at war.
Emergency crews on the scene of a deadly plane crash near Dallas. Authorities confirming at least 10 people dead.
U.S. Marshals are intensifying their search for a convicted murderer. Rene Carrillo appeared at his Texas murder trial all week. Authorities say he skipped court Thursday as a verdict neared.
Frightening moments right after a dock collapsed at a South Carolina restaurant.
The Yankees played the Red Sox in the first ever Major League Baseball game in Europe.
Uproar over what Senator Kamala Harris's campaign is calling a racist attack. Donald Trump Jr. facing backlash for retweeting, then deleting a post questioning her race.
Morgan leads it. It goes free. Rapido shot. Go! To the U.S. That is it. U.S. advances. The French are up.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday, starting your week out right. It'll be a short week, so any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Highly recommend the Sugar Babes watermelon, the Slocum tomatoes, and the peaches. As I shared at the beginning of the show, I grilled my peaches and had them with vanilla ice cream. They were spectacular, along with the Fresh Market Prime New York strip, which was absolutely incredible. You know, watch Braves. Braves won Friday night. Braves won Saturday night. Braves lost last night. Boo. But did some steak while we watched the game. Great having Daniel in town here. Then, first-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Also, Fresh Market is going to be cooking the ribs Tuesday and Wednesday, $14.99 for a slab of ribs. They are delicious. I think I might pick mine up at 3:01 on Wednesday. Take them to the house, cut them, open up a Corona, and see what I've got there on my deck. Well, it's maybe raining on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, it might be. So, I don't know.
I don't want that. I'm tired of the 100-degree heat index.
I'll check the Rich Thomas weather check app.
Let's go to Keith. Keith, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, Dan, Joey. These Democrats, they keep saying Trump's going to do away with the pre-existing conditions on the health care.
Yeah, that's not true, but go ahead.
It's not true because he's telling himself that he wasn't going to do away with it. Do these people not listen to him?
Well, the thing that the difference is, under the Democrat plan, you can have a pre-existing condition, not have insurance, and then all of a sudden you're about to die or you need something, you can go get your health insurance if you're in open enrollment. What Trump is talking about doing is giving you a two-year period for you to get your insurance. Once that two-year window closes, you can have pre-existing condition, but once that two-year window closes, you can't get in with a pre-existing condition unless you already own insurance.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I get in on this, please?
Absolutely, Keith. Give me your month and day of birth, and let me see if I've got Joey's attention here.
12-3.
Did you get that? Joey says he's got that 12-3 for Keith. You're in on the Squeak Creek Farm Market. Get back to you now. We're doing that on Wednesday now, okay?
Okay, y'all have a wonderful day.
You too, Keith. Enjoy your 4th of July if I don't talk to you. But we want plenty of calls. Also, we're doing $250 gift cards to Squeak Creek Farm Market that a very generous listener is offering. We'll do the drawing for military and or the military family. So we hope you'll do that. We'll start taking names in tomorrow, and then we'll do the drawing for Squeak Creek Farm Market and those two cards on Wednesday. And then if we have any first-time callers, we'll do that one on Wednesday. Old Navy?
Old Navy.
Old Navy, how are you doing, my friend?
Man, I brought my wife by Squeak Creek today on my way through from Florida.
Yeah.
That was a mistake.
Uh-oh, so you need to get some money out of your account now, right?
Yeah, now I'll tell you, now she knows where it is and everything they have. So,
what all did y'all get?
Got sweet corn peppers, those red peppers.
Oh, you're going to love sweet corn and peppers.
And peaches.
You will love. So, did you hear me talk about it? I grilled peaches Saturday night. I had never done that before.
I don't think mine will ever make it to the grill.
Well, they're really good. What you do is you cut them in half, you take the pit out, and then you put a little oil on there, and then I put a little sugar. Now, I added some balsamic peach vinegar to it that gave it a real pop to it. And then you put them on the grill, and that sugar kind of caramelizes a little bit. It is, and then with vanilla ice cream, it is magnificent.
All right, now that I'm drooling.
There you go.
They were very thankful that I admitted that I had already gotten my gift certificate.
That was kind of you to do that.
I said that was one of the hardest things I had to do.
I know. And then, what did you say? Did you meet Karen today?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
She's a wonderful lady.
Yep. And she's got a granddaughter arriving the first part of September.
Oh, wow. Did you get a watermelon while you were down there?
No, I was intrigued by the yellow ones, but we just have one at home before we went down to Florida, so I'll have to wait till that's gone.
Well, the Sugar Babe ones are really good. It doesn't look like your traditional watermelon from the South, but it's incredibly sweet and phenomenally juicy. I mean, like, juice running all over the place. I got enough juice out of it to make some adult beverages for some of my guests. You know me and adult beverages.
It's a great place. So,
well, I'm so glad you got to show Judy, your bride, the Sweet Creek Farm Market, and welcome back home, my friend.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
Let's go to the guy who's such a nice guy. They named a bottle of wine after him, Josh.
Hey, Hey, how are we doing, Dan?
I'm doing great. I had a bottle of your wine this weekend.
Oh, awesome, awesome.
It was great.
Yeah. Oh, it always is. It always is. I'm sorry, my GPS is going off. I'm actually leaving the farm up here in North Montgomery and heading back to the coast to serve all the 4th of July guests some good eats.
Well, what do you think the traffic is going to be like?
Oh, gosh. It was pretty rough whenever I was heading down or heading up this way on Saturday evening. But we were easily doing over 1,100 covers in an evening shift.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's been very, very hectic, which is a good thing.
That's a very good thing.
Yeah, but yeah, I just wanted to give you a call. I've been working the morning shifts and prepping and doing lunch, and so I haven't been able to tune in as much as I'd like.
Well, but, that's no good, Josh.
I know it, but I guess you got to make that dollar, the almighty dollar calls. But
tell the audience the name of the place where you work, and they do lunch and dinner, correct?
Correct, yeah. It's Shunk Gully. It's Shunkgully, Oyster Bar on 38. It's on the corner of 38 and 393. Open-air restaurant, gorgeous views. And I'm kind of partial to the dishes, but it's really good to eat.
What's your favorite dish?
Oh, man. We actually made one. I collaborated with, I live, my roommate's the executive chef, and I've been had this idea for a while of doing a fried green tomato and okra fritter, and we served it on top of a zipper pea salad with a creamy remoulade and some Cedar Key scallops and a side of pork belly with a mango peach.
Oh my God!
Mango peach chutney on it.
That sounds awesome.
With a gastro reduction sauce on it with the mango.
Yeah,
it was really delicious.
I've learned pork and sweet are great with each other.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you got to talk about peaches. We do the same thing, caramelize the peaches, get you a little char on there and caramelize them.
Well, how do you do it? Tell me the steps you go through.
Well, you were kind of spot on the money with the adding the balsamic and really, you know, just throwing that a nice, ripe, not too soft peach on there, bringing out the natural sugars, and like I say, you could top the peach with another sugar, and even using your torch to kind of caramelize it off, like you do with like a creme brulee. It's turned out very well. I mean, it's very simple. You're doing everything spot on. You ain't got to church it up too much.
Yeah, it's and the great thing is, and you just said something that's perfect. You don't need a ripe peach. You just need a peach, and
right.
the heat will soften the peach up, and you'll get those natural juices flowing, and then that sugar caramelizes. That's a great idea to use the torch on it. Mm-hmm. I did not think about that.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll finish it off, like I say, especially if you want to maybe, you know, a white sugar or light brown or anything else like that, and just kind of char it up a little bit, get it real saturated and nice and sugary, and there you go.
Now, do you serve it with ice cream, or what do you serve it with?
Oh, gosh, we've done it. Ice cream, we did it. We used them on a side with an arugula salad with a jalapeno watermelon vinaigrette.
Ooh.
And burrata cheese. It's like a real fine cheese encased in mozzarella. And it looks like a hard-boiled egg, but you cut it in half, and it's real, the burrata cheese on the inside, it goes very well.
That cheese is Instagram famous. That stuff's amazing.
Yeah, somebody told me that when I was reading the recipes, there was another one they had. You can get some almonds and put some nuts on it with the ice cream, and it has a kind of a crunchy, sweet, cold taste to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you heat the walnuts.
I'm not eating till tonight. Stop it, you two.
Yeah, I like to get some pecans and do a little egg wash and cinnamon sugar and pop those bad boys in the oven for a little bit. And that's for a good topping, like on a rigged salad or pretty much any salad.
Josh, I may have to come down to Florida just so I can watch you, and maybe you'll let me play in your kitchen like Chef Eric does here in Montgomery.
Oh, gosh. With open arms, Dan. You're welcome anytime. We'll treat you special.
I like that, Josh. I might have to go. We might have to go do this. You may see me this weekend. If I win in Biloxi, I'm headed to you.
There you go. Well, hey, Dan, it was as always great to catch up with you, and I'm gonna tune in as soon as I, you know, as long as I'm able to, I'll have the radio dialed in to you.
Josh, I appreciate you. Drive safe going home.
Yes, sir. We'll do that, and we'll talk to y'all guys later.
Have a great Ford. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
How are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, you know, I told you a week or so ago I had my air conditioner on. First, I got me a new Lennox out there now, and not bad. I'm chilling.
Did you up the tonnage, and is it a heat pump or regular air conditioner?
No, it's regular air conditioner.
Good for you.
I've got a home warranty company that I use that I've had for about 15 years. And I had a brand new coil and that whole new unit put outside, and it cost me about $300.
That's a deal.
Yeah, so I'm set now. So
who's your home warranty with?
There's a company that I got when I moved to Prattville in 05. It's called Old Republic Home Protection. And it's a $100 service call. If they come out to your house, you pay them $100, and then anything that has to be done, that's all, you don't pay anymore. And I've got everything in my house is covered with this thing, my water heater, my air conditioned heating, my appliances.
What's the premium on it?
I pay about $550 a year.
That's not bad.
And I've gotten a brand new dishwasher, a brand new microwave, and didn't cost me a penny except for that service call. So, yeah, it's more than paid for, because I've had a couple compressors put in my air conditioner since then. So, I mean, it's worth it. I just don't have to worry about anything, and they use, you know, real reliable people that are on their list of, you know, vendors to start do the service and stuff. So.
That is excellent. Well, it's good that you have. You know, one thing I've found is you always need to have a good accountant, you need to have a good attorney, and you need to have really good repair people. And if you've got those things, then you're going to have the makings of having your household run well.
Yeah. And then real quick, Tim Ryan, who doesn't have a snowball's chance.
He really doesn't. I think he's hurting himself in the big picture.
Can you imagine President Tim Ryan and his vice president is Eric Swalwell?
Ooh, oh, God, take that back. That hurts to even think about that.
That would be like the apocalypse. But anyway, now he doesn't have a chance. He's just running his mouth. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. I listened to him on that interview, and I said, man, that guy, he's just spouting off. He's got all his talking points down, you know. But this morning, Dan, I don't know. I heard early this morning that somebody was talking about somebody else has gotten into the race. Yeah, have you heard anything about somebody else now?
I have not. Who's the person supposed to be?
I don't know. That's why I happened to turn on the TV and it was some news channel, and they were talking about the candidates, and they said there's 23, and somebody said, oh, no. Oh, as of this morning, now there's 24. I don't know if you heard anything, or I don't know why somebody would be getting into it this late. It's kind of, you know, the horse doesn't get out of the barn now. I mean,
well, you would have to have a ton of money.
Yeah. So it's probably some rich person has gotten into it, but I haven't heard. That's what I thought maybe had heard something about it. But,
we'll check it out.
Yeah, but Dan, you're expecting the Democrats to say anything positive. It doesn't matter what Trump does, but the good part is he just keeps doing these things and being successful, and they're getting more and more frustrated. I mean, he could give everybody in this country a gold brick on a silver platter, and the Democrats would complain about it. I mean, it doesn't matter what he does. They're going to complain. So, but he just keeps doing his job. As long as he's doing that, we'll get him for another 4 years.
Well, and the other thing, Jim, that's happening is what the Democrats are saying and what the reality is out there are not matching up. And I've seen the Democrats do this before, and it becomes, they just don't become believable. One time that it happened was in the 1972 election. Another time that it happened was the 1980 election. And they just didn't know what was going on. Another time it happened was in the 1992 election, where the Republicans were saying things that didn't match up to the way people were feeling. And it just didn't work.
You know, the American people, they know what's going on. The ones that are, they can see through this. And, he's going to keep doing this stuff. And you know, I'm just glad we don't have some old wimpy president now that would be drawing, you know, just, he'd be twisting in the wind, trying to appease everybody. But Trump, he's got his agenda, and he has the perfect temperament to be in the position he's in right now.
Well, I'm just waiting for the news media to let go and actually report the news and not do the slant stuff like the Meet the Press thing I played for you.
Well, I know you'll be looking forward to the next debate with CNN.
Absolutely.
Because I'm sure Mr. Anderson Cooper will be on there as one of the moderators.
Of course.
Yeah, we'll get his unbiased opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, Dan.
Thanks, Jimmy. You have a great day. But I don't talk to you. Have a great 4th. News on 93.1. Let me go to a break. Coming back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
See the house. Open the door. It's all right. It's all right. We're open nights, we're open days. It's alright, it's alright. This is the garden where emotion grows. 24 feelings all in a row. It's alright, yeah, it's alright. I'm talking about the world, house, garden.
To liberty in our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Should I tell them about Dan Black before I go to Joel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Guys, I want to tell you something. You got those VHSs and betas that are sitting underneath your bed, sitting in the closet. Get them out of the attic, because that will tear them up immediately. And let's preserve those tapes forever. Those tapes of your little one at the recital, at the football game, birthday party, first Christmas, whatever. Preserve those memories by calling Dan Black and getting him to convert those over. You probably don't even have that VHS machine anymore. So what good is it for you? Go ahead and convert it, save it, get it to DVD. You can get it on a jump drive. You can put it up on the cloud. My cloud, which I'm only using about a quarter of, is 99 cents a month. 99 cents a month. And I store a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
99 cents a month. Do you think I can afford that?
Yeah.
To preserve something where I don't lose it? Like all our shows and things like that? So get ready to copy Dan Black, Dan Black Studios, 334-440-7818, 440-7818. My good friend Dan Black, he will preserve those things forever. What? Don't let them deteriorate, folks. Keep them. Keep those memories. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Joel. Joel, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Thank you, Dan. I was going to tell y'all there's a local liberal Democratic lawyer that tweeted that it bothered him that the president met with a mass murderer. And I said, that's kind of hypocritical in that the Democratic Party embraces and encourages mass murder every day in abortion.
There you go. Bingo to that. And the other thing, if you notice how when Franklin Delano Roosevelt is meeting with Stalin, Stalin's not a bad guy, though. You got to remember, Stalin killed right at about a million people in the Soviet Union during that time frame, about a million. And
yeah, they forget all about
and they're
that.
Fine. Yeah, they're fine with that.
Anything they find wrong, at least a little bit.
They,
if it's something good, they're going to find wrong with it.
Yep, they will do that.
Don't have a great day.
Joel, you have a great day also. You take care. Thanks for the call. Let's see where I am here. Do I need to go to a break, don't I?
Yes.
News 93.1. Guys, you want to get your shots in, you better call. Reminder, any caller can get in on this week, Wheat Farm Market gift basket. It's going to be a short week, so you're going to have a much better chance of winning than normal. So give us a call, 272-9228.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
News, I'm Richard Jordan. Iran says it's made good on its threat to increase stockpiles of low-enriched uranium, violating part of the 2015 nuclear deal.
It's believed to be the first time Iran has violated the agreement. It had warned it was increasing production. But Iran's top diplomat saying the move is reversible if other countries in the deal offset economic damage being caused by American sanctions.
Fox's Simon Owen. Police in Hong Kong using tear gas on protesters outside the city's legislative building. Hundreds broke in, spray painting pro-democracy slogans on the walls of the main chamber. The demonstrators oppose a proposal to extradite criminals to China for trial. The Catholic Church in Providence, Rhode Island, released a list of priests and clergy credibly accused of sexually abusing children. 17 of those named are still alive, and all have been removed from ministry. The bishop calls it a difficult but necessary moment. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The month of July getting rolling with a heat wave right off the bat. Today, high temperature in the mid-90s. It's going to be mostly sunny with triple-digit heat indices and only widely scattered cooling thunderstorms, but they'll be few and far between. Most towns will stay dry. Overnight low 73. Tomorrow and Wednesday, mid-90s again. Heat index 102 to 106 both days. Some isolated storms around, but many towns will get skipped, unfortunately. Then on the 4th of July, heat index near the 105 danger range. Scattered storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, you're kind of in a funk today, huh?
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling funky, yes.
Man, I'm excited about this week. I hope you guys are. We're going to have some great shows for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. We'll be giving away the two $50 gift cards from Sweet Creek Farm Market for military families. We'll have our patriotic music and stories. What do you do on the 4th of July? We'll do that on Wednesday. That'll be the replay for Thursday, then another replay for Friday. We'll be dark on Friday. Hope you'll stay with us, and I hope you'll call. Reminder, they're doing the Fresh Market Ribs Tuesday and Wednesday, $14.99. That's a bargain. So I'm going to get Cecil to hold one for me for Wednesday after the show. I think that's what my story is going to be. So, let's see which way we want to go here, boys and girls. Let's see who this is, and then before I get into Hong Kong and some of this other stuff. Clint! Hey, Clint, how are you?
I'm good, sir, and you?
I am doing great. I hope you call and get your name in for the giveaway for Sweet Creek Farm Market to a military service member or their family.
All right, you talked me into it.
We're doing that tomorrow and Wednesday.
All right, 6-12. You should know that by now.
I think Joey's got you memorized. Actually, Joey's got a 6-12 tattoo he's getting in your honor.
Really?
No.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Well, you know, Mr. Morris, watching the news lately, you know, Trump being in North Korea.
Yeah?
And I just call it a rant. and the man gets no credit for it. They turn it into a negative.
They really do. They really do.
And these Democrats are running for president. Sir, they're all a bunch of idiots, in my opinion. I cannot see. If one of them person was to get president of the United States, you can kiss this country goodbye.
You're not the only one that feels that way.
So all your listening areas, vote for Trump 2020. We have no one better than that. Man's doing a great job. But they don't talk about that, do they?
They really don't.
Just like you said, what has a president done wrong today?
There you go. That's exactly right.
There you go. No, he's doing great. Well, I just want to rant a little bit, sir. I thank you for your time. Let me rant.
You got it. You have a wonderful day.
You too, sir.
Thanks. Duke. Hey, Duke, how are you?
I'm fine, Dan. Joey, how are y'all?
Good.
Very good, Duke.
I just wanted to bring something up. The conservative reporter that got beat up in Seattle.
Yeah.
I assume you saw that.
I did. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine, if that had been me, I would have grabbed one of those guys in a headlock. I don't understand why they don't fight back. They just take those punches. I mean, it would have been totally different. It's just amazing.
Well, a couple of things. One, there are about 15 of them.
That's okay.
And but did you see where they took a rock and hit him in the back of the head?
Yeah.
That's inhumane to do something like that. But here's the deal. They think that that guy is so evil that he needs to be hurt.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
It really is.
I feel so. And I don't understand how they get away with it. You know, nothing seems to happen to them after they do that type of stuff. But anyway, can I get in on Sweet Creek?
You certainly can't give me month and day of birth.
It's 8-8.
8-8, you get it, buddy.
All right. Y'all have a good 4th of July if I don't talk to you.
Thanks.
Hope everything.
Thanks, right, Duke. Bye-bye. Bye. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome over to the Dan Moore Show.
Good morning, or good afternoon, rather.
Good afternoon, Jim.
I've got one question. I'm just, where is Hillary doing all of this? She's going to wait till everybody cuts their throat and try to step in and say, I'll take over?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if she's hoping for a deadlock convention, but she has been very, very quiet the last couple of weeks in particular, and I'm wondering if the IG report and the things that I'm hearing about at Department of Justice may be getting her to be quiet.
Okay, I hope so, because if it, like I say, when I was in the, I'm retired from the military, and when I'd have done half the stuff that she did, I'd have been under Leavenworth. I wouldn't have been in it, I would have been under it.
Yeah, it's definitely a double set of standards in it. But here's what I want. I want to hear the Democrats, when this stuff starts going down, I want to hear what they're going to say. And I tell you what I think they're going to say. They're going to say it's a political witch hunt.
Yeah, they'll say, Trump said, yeah, you should be in jail, and now he's doing that.
Yep.
Anyway, can I get in for Sweet Creek?
Nope. Yep, of course you can. Jim, give me a month and day of birth.
128.
128, got it. Jim, give me your first initial of your last name, because I think we have more than one Jim in.
T.
Jim T. You got it, big guy.
Okay, and y'all have a nice 4th.
Thank you. Yeah, I had somebody send to me, let me read this, Wes. A sign, I asked him where it was, it says, don't go 4th with a 5th on the 4th, or you may not go 4th on the 5th.
Be careful with drinking a whole 5th.
That's what
I made that mistake before. I did not
have a 5th on the 4th. That was always a joke up at the lake. What are you doing on the 4th? You're going to have a 5th on the 4th? Because we would, every year we'd be at, the whole family would be at the lake house. Because at our property, you could see the Blunt fireworks, which in the next slough from us. You could just stand on our property and watch it and not be like all those crazy people in boats out there. So people would come over to our house, we'd cook out, watch the fireworks, drink adult beverages, and they would drive home. We'd walk inside and go to sleep.
No, I've done that, but now I think back on those days, and whenever I see somebody drinking a 5th of vodka or whiskey or whatever, Ozzy Osbourne comes to mind. You know, I don't know, wine is fine, but whiskey is quicker, suicide is slow with liquor. Be careful, folks. Don't be drinking that stuff
too much. Well, particularly down, I don't know if they Somebody tell me, do they still do the fireworks on Lake Martin? Somebody told me it was over by the Children's Harbor. But it used to be at the Blunts, and the fireworks would go off, and we'd be standing at our place, and the lake would be thousands of boats in there. And it was so, you could hear them hit each other after the fireworks were over. And one guy ran into our dock, and we're in a slough. Ran into our dock, and we're in a slough. And you have to not be going the right way to hit our dock, but hit our dock. Thank goodness it didn't damage our boat, but he ran his boat up on our dock.
It's one thing to be blocked.
It made a loud noise. Okay, so let's go to a new subject here. Flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh, happy day.
Found in the panhandle of Florida not long ago, but a lot further south, this next case.
Well, that explains the rash thing.
Listen to the story here.
The family of a Florida woman who died after being infected by flesh-eating bacteria at a beach is sounding the alarm. The 77-year-old Lynn Fleming died late last week after walking along a popular Gulf of Mexico beach near her home. CBS This Morning national correspondent Jerika Duncan is following the story. Jerika, how concerned should people be about this?
Well, this is a rare occurrence, but now you have more communities in that Florida area where this happened that are especially concerned. That's because even when it's diagnosed, the effects can be deadly.
I'm still numb, you know. It's 2 weeks and I lost my mother, and yeah, it's been hard.
Wade Fleming's mother, Lynn Fleming, was doing what she loved, walking along the Gulf of Mexico coastline at one of her favorite Florida beaches.
Went for a walk around one of the surf walls. Didn't know that there was a small ditch there, and she stumbled and fell and hit the embankment on the other side. She had a small little 3/4-inch long cut right on her shin bone.
In the days following her fall in the water, Fleming's condition worsened. She was rushed to the emergency room by ambulance and was diagnosed with necrotizing fasciitis, a rare but deadly bacterial infection that kills the body's soft tissue. The infection rapidly spread through Fleming's body. She died only 2 weeks after her fall. Hers is believed to be the second case of necrotizing fasciitis at a Florida beach in just the past month. A 12-year-old girl contracted a similar bacteria while vacationing in the state's panhandle in early June. Oops. She survived thanks to an early diagnosis.
Oh, man.
Hey, honey, let's go down to the beach for some flesh-eating bacteria. When I was in Texas, we were staying on this lake. We had a friend that had this, who was fabulously wealthy, or their parents were fabulously wealthy, and we stayed at their place, and there was this flesh-eating, brain-eating amoebas that they were getting out of the lake.
Careful with your netty pot down there. Better be boiling that water.
My boys were going, I'm not falling in that water. I ain't falling in that water. We're doing sea-doos and all that kind of stuff. Sure. I'm not falling in that water.
Oh, man.
And so we fell in one time and went, watch out for the flesh eating, the brain eating bacteria. Dad, no.
Shut up, Dad.
Help me. That's worse than Jaws, the brain eating bacteria.
You can't even see it coming.
We couldn't see it coming. Let's continue on with this story.
If the bacteria gets into the bloodstream and causes sepsis and multi-system organ damage, then, of course, the death rate is much higher. Up to a third of people who have this serious infection can die from it.
Wow. According to the CDC, upwards of 1,200 cases occur in the U.S. each year. Dr. William Schaffner says it must be caught early.
Fortunately, flesh-eating bacterial infections are not common. And the key thing is, of course, if you've had any kind of wound and you start to feel badly, please seek medical attention right away.
Wade Fleming wants people to recognize the warning signs so others know what to look for.
Maybe if she was diagnosed a little earlier, you know, maybe we'd be sitting here talking to my mom without a leg, but, you know, with a life.
Well, doctors say if you have an open wound and you've been in the water, look for early warning signs, including fever, severe pain, and a rapidly spreading swollen area. Some types of this bacteria can be found in warm, brackish, like salty water, similar to many spots along the Gulf. A recent study suggests rising ocean temperatures could help the bacteria thrive in waters previously unaffected. So, you know, 1,200 cases every year, but it's something to look out for, especially as the we are finally in the summertime and people are heading to the beach.
It's confusing, though, because typically you think of going in the water, the salt water, as helping heal a wound.
Right.
Absolutely. My mother's advice to me as a little boy in South Florida.
Yeah.
So terrifying.
Terrifying. Had to throw that global warming piece in there, too. You know how that is.
Right.
News Talk 93.1. Gonna get to Hong Kong right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American-run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Final segment of the last hour of the Dan Morris Show on a Monday.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children and our feet.
Let me get to these last two stories. We're going to be leaving some stuff on the cutting room floor here, but this is Hong Kong. These protesters are back at it again today. Last night for us, and they actually broke into the legislature and ran the legislature out of their own chambers later on after this report was done. But these guys are serious. Listen in.
Massive new demonstrations are filling the streets of Hong Kong right now on the 22nd anniversary of China taking control of the former British colony. Many anti-government protesters took their case against Beijing directly to the center of government in the territory and are facing off with police there. Raimi Innocencia is covering the protest in Hong Kong.
Hundreds of thousands of protesters hit the streets today in Hong Kong's annual pro-democracy march, and depending on where you looked, it was both peaceful and violent. This is one way Hong Kongers mark their city's return to China. Thousands of protesters, mostly young, clad in black, and with faces covered, assaulted central government offices. For hours, they rammed an entrance to try to get in. Protesters right now are trying to break into Legislative Council offices. They are almost actually through this glass wall here. They've been using a metal trolley to break in, but on the other side, police are waiting in riot gear, and they've already been spraying the protesters with pepper spray.
That was not a fake call, by the way. He wasn't acting. And that thing.
Oh, he was getting whiffs of the pepper spray?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that stuff is no joke.
Inhaling this said it isn't any joke.
I've had indirect pepper spray.
How did you have indirect?
A roommate years ago put a huge block of frozen deer meat on the skillet, on the stovetop, and then covered it with red pepper flake, and then proceeded to pass out on the couch with the flame still going. So we wake up, and there's smoke everywhere, and this smoke isn't friendly to the eyes. Now, this obviously it's not, you know, pepper spray like a police officer would use, but still, just a hint of it. It's like, oh my God. Like, please don't cook when you're drunk.
Yeah, really. Burn the house down. And my only involvement with pepper spray is somebody had gotten one of those, the big bottle type thing.
Yeah.
You see, Antifa uses those. And they were showing it to me. And so they sprayed it. We just take into consideration the wind.
Oh, no.
And, I mean, this thing would shoot like 10, 12 feet. I mean, it goes a long way. But we're at the lake, and it blew, and so we're at the point, and so the wind's coming in from the point, and we're sitting there going, our eyes are watering, we're coughing.
Oh, no.
And we're going, it works. That wasn't even in the consideration mode.
Yeah, you're
going
to be miserable for a few hours if you really get hit in the face with it.
Oh, man. I cannot imagine what it'd be like to be actually hit with that if I was feeling that just from the wind blowing it into me. Okay, so let's go to the second part of this Hong Kong story.
Protesters are angry at the Special Administrative Region's top politician, Carrie Lam, and by extension, her Beijing superiors. They've backed controversial changes to extradition law that could let China render anyone in Hong Kong to the mainland's opaque court system. That's led to the biggest protest the city has ever seen. Hong Kong police said 13 officers were injured and warned them to stop, but some say violence is needed.
We have tried to use a peaceful man, but it's unsuccessful. Even 2 million people have up to the street to speak out their voice. The government did not respond.
We are Hong Kongers. This is our obligation to do this. We are protecting our home.
Hundreds of thousands of others turned out in peace, marching in the city's annual pro-democracy rally. While today's crowds were smaller than prior weeks, protesters vowed to keep fighting until their leader resigns. Earlier Monday morning, Hong Kong's embattled leader Carrie Lam toasted Hong Kong's return to China. A celebration moved indoors due to rain. Hong Kong's handover events end with a spectacular fireworks show over Victoria Harbor. But once the dazzle and the smoke clear, the city will still be the same, angry and very divided over its future.
That's some stuff going on there.
Yeah, I wish them the best, and I'm wondering what the government cracked on.
I think China's kind of backing off. I mean, the demonstration was big. The reaction to the response by police was not that big. They were kind of like, you know, doing an ole, you know, just kind of go ahead. And then they were taking shopping carts and busting into government buildings, but they actually broke into their equivalent of the Capitol and went into their assembly room.
I wonder how much of word of this, I know media reports won't happen, but I wonder how much of the word gets to the mainland on what's happening there.
Oh, I guarantee the mainland is watching.
Yeah.
And there's even some question of where the police actually part of that, I forgot the name of them, but the Chinese secret police that they use, and they just had put them in the Hong Kong police uniforms, and they're actually Chinese intelligence people. And there's some pretty serious folks, by the way. Tom Holman, a former ICE director, was on. We didn't get to the Fran Townsend piece, but talking about the New York Times outs the Customs and Border Patrol agents and sends out their address and information.
The New York Times published an op-ed over the weekend, really disgusting, suggesting the public shaming of Border Patrol agents. The article says, quote, immigration lawyers have agent names. Journalists reporting at the border have names, photos, and even videos. These agents' actions should be publicized. It continues that this is not an argument for doxing. It's about exposure of their participation in atrocities. Really? Our next guest, it sounds like doxing to him, which he has dealt with firsthand. Retired acting ICE director, Fox News contributor Tom Homan. Tom, you read about this, you heard about this. What are your thoughts? Let's expose the personal information of those working the border.
It's disgusting. I mean, it happened to me when I was director. They doxed me, my home address, and I had 80 protesters at my house on a Sunday morning. It's just ridiculous because whoever wrote this op-ed obviously has never spoken to a Border Patrol agent, and she's pushing a false narrative. This is all about Border Patrol agents who are tearing children apart and not taking care of children properly. I've been there. I was a Border Patrol agent. I was there on the border just a couple years ago. These Border Patrol agents are taking sickness home to their own families because they're taking care of sick children. They're changing diapers. They're making formula. These Border Patrol agents did not sign up for this. They're fathers, mothers, sons, and daughters themselves. They're doing a tremendous job, and they need to be respected for it.
They need to be respected for it. Let's fit in the second clip here, talking about Border Patrol and the facilities. What are you going to say down there?
They should be lauded. The fact that they're being vilified is unbelievable. It gets worse. They said this in the New York Times editorial. The desire to avoid this kind of social shame may be enough to persuade some agents to quit or hinder the recruitment of their replacements.
They're never going to bully Border Patrol agent or an ICE agent. And let's talk about her false narrative. Just like all the Democratic presidential candidates went down to that facility in Florida where the children are being detained by Health and Human Services. Who are those children? They were never taken from their parents. These children entered the country illegally on their own. Their parents already separated themselves. So when that 2,500 children were separated and everybody went crazy over, no one talked about the 15,000 children that were separated by their parents, put in the hands of a criminal organization smuggling to the United States.
51,000 since, I believe, November have come here unaccompanied minors. And when people see those facilities and they say Republicans put kids in cages, what should they know about these facilities?
First of all, those facilities were built in FY15. I was there and they were built. They were approved, funded, and built under the Obama administration. And I'm not, look, first of all, I don't think they're cages. They're large enclosures to keep children away from unrelated adults, to protect the children until they can move to HHS facility. It's a necessary facility. We're still using them today.
Okay, Beto O'Rourke and AOC is going to head down to the... Do I have enough time?
Maybe.
They're going to head down to the border.
Beto O'Rourke went down there to the Mexican side to see those seeking asylum, but they're waiting in Mexico. Basically, he's going back and forth, and he sympathizes with them as they wait for asylum.
Look, we all sympathize with people who want a better life, but there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. I bet you Beto O'Rourke would not stop by and talk to a Border Patrol agent that deals with us every day. Again, they're human beings. They have hearts. They're mothers and fathers and sons and daughters. They're seeing this travesty every day. They're finding dead bodies. They're finding people drowned in the river. Why not talk to a Border Patrol agent and thank them for their support and all the work they're putting into this?
AOC is going down there today to the El Paso sector. What do you think she's going to find?
She's going to find a sector out of control. She's going to find a bunch of men and women wearing a green uniform that are defending their nation, doing the best job they can. These are American heroes, and they should be thanked.
Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
We only have two more left for this week.
I know.
I'm excited. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Is Greg Budell back?
Yes.
Greg Budell the Great. He's back. Adios.